And now a story about golf, but not about Tiger Woods, who is sure to generate a lot of attention at the U.S. Open starting today in Pebble Beach, California. There is another golfer quietly gobbling up major championships the way Woods once did. American Brooks Koepka has won four majors since 2017, and if he wins this week at Pebble Beach, he'll be only the second man to win three straight U.S. Opens. Koepka's stoic demeanor has helped keep him under the radar, but as NPR's Tom Goldman reports, that will change if he keeps playing this well at the game's most important events.
Brooks Koepka once told an interviewer, if he could do it over again, he'd play baseball. Indeed, he walks a golf course with a ballplayer's swagger, all hips and cool. There's a hint of Clint Eastwood in his steely eyes. But for all his non-emoting and certainty on a golf course, and more to the point, during major championships, Koepka insists he's just a regular guy.
I view myself completely differently than people view me. I still think it's weird when, you know, I walk into a place and, you know, I can see eyes are on me, you know, just for dinner. And I'm like, what's everybody staring at?
Oh. It's a Koepka coronation.
With his win at last month's PGA Championship, as heard on CBS, what everyone is staring at is an elite athlete who continues to make something very hard look very easy. Golf's majors are like Super Bowls, says PGA player Jordan Spieth. The best players, toughest courses, grandest traditions. Spieth won a cluster of them a few years ago. He gets annoyed when people say Koepka merely is having a run of hot golf.
I hate the word runs. I'd said this back in 2015, 16, or whatever, when people were saying that about me on runs. It's like, no, this is who he is, and he's going to be a force to be reckoned with for, you know, decades. So get used to it.
Koepka is not some wunderkind. At 29, he's a wunder older guy who early in his career gained a lot of experience and confidence playing all over the world. He doesn't lead a bunch of statistical categories on the PGA Tour, but he's developed a knack for hitting his booming, accurate drives and sinking the biggest putts in those Super Bowls. He's only won six PGA Tour events. Four of them are majors, and he's learning as he goes along from his clutch putting during last year's U.S. Open victory.
I think that was kind of the first aha moment for me of, okay, I can make putts when I really need to.
To his final round performance at last month's PGA, when he forced himself to stay positive after losing a huge lead.
I was actually really proud of myself the way I spun that mentally.
Turning negative into positive has become one of his most effective weapons, to the point he seeks the negative. Koepka has turned the classic athlete's chip on the shoulder into an art. When alerted on Twitter that a pre-US Open TV promo didn't include him, Koepka was on it.
Then I just clicked on the link and saw it and watched it. And just kind of shocked. So I don't know. I don't know. Somebody probably got fired over it or should. I don't know.
For the record, Fox Sports reportedly made four promos. He was prominent in three of them.
Brooks, one more back here.
Thanks, Brooks.
Fans here at Pebble Beach have swarmed Koepka for autographs this week. 23-year-old Troy Maxitopoulos loves Koepka's style.
He's just got swag. I think he's got it very under control. Nothing phases him.
But doesn't Maxitopoulos miss the emotion from Koepka, the celebratory Tiger Woods-like uppercuts that fire up the fans?
I don't personally need the engagement. I like to just, you know, be a witness to greatness. I'll do the celebrating for him.
Late Sunday, he may be called upon. The buzz as this tournament gets underway is that Koepka's power and distance may not be as effective on Pebble Beach's tricky sloping course with its narrow fairways and small greens. That murmur of doubt probably is all the slight Brooks Koepka needs. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Pebble Beach.